Chapter 40 of the Aquarian Gospel. Jesus discusses the importance of rest, silence, and reflection. Now in the early morning, Jesus came again to teach and heal. A light not comprehended shone about, as though some mighty spirit overshadowed him. A magist noted this and asked him privately to tell from whence his wisdom came, and what the meaning of the light. And Jesus said, "There is a silence where the soul may meet its God, and there the fount of wisdom is, and all who enter are immersed in light and filled with wisdom, love, and power." The magus said, "Tell me about this silence and this light, that I may go and there abide." And Jesus said, "The silence is not circumscribed. It is not a place closed with wall or rocky steeps, nor guarded by the sword of man. Men carry with them all the time the secret place where they might meet their God. It matters not where men abide, on mountaintop or deepest valley, in marts of trade, or in the quiet home. They may at once, at any time, fling wide the door and find the silence. Find the house of God. It is within the soul. One may not be so much disturbed by noise of business and the words and thoughts of men if he goes all alone into the valley or the mountain pass. And when life's heavy load is pressing hard, it is far better to go out and seek a quiet place to pray and meditate. The silence is the kingdom of the soul which is not seen by human eyes. When in the silence, phantom forms may flit before the mind, but they are all subservient to the will. The master soul may speak, and they are gone. If you would find this silence of the soul, you must yourself prepare the way. None but the pure in heart may enter here. And you must lay aside all tenseness of the mind, all business cares, all fears, all doubts and troubled thoughts. Your human will must be absorbed by the divine. Then you will come into a consciousness of holiness. You are within the holy place, and you will see upon a living shrine the candle of the Lord aflame. And when you see it burning there, look deep into the temple of your brain, and you will see it all aglow. In every part, from head to foot, are candles all in place, just waiting to be lighted by the flaming torch of love. And when you see the candles all aflame, just look, and you will see with the eyes of the soul, the waters of the fount of wisdom rushing on, and you may drink and there abide. And then the curtains part, and you are in the holiest of all, where rests the Ark of God, whose covering is the mercy seat. Fear not to lift the sacred board. The tables of the law are in the ark concealed. Take them and read them well, for they contain all precepts and commands that men will ever need. And in the ark, the magic wand of prophecy lies waiting for your hand. It is the key to all hidden meanings of the present, future, past. And then behold the manna there, the hidden bread of life, and he who eats shall never die. The cherubim have guarded well for every soul this treasure box, and whosoever will may enter in and find his own. Now Caspar heard the Hebrew master speak, and he exclaimed, "Behold, the wisdom of the gods has come to men." And Jesus went his way, and in the sacred groves of Cyprus, where the multitudes were met, he taught and healed the sick.